Rosie on the house.
I think with these last two intros both being picking songs on the guitar,
yeah,
I think Mike's trying to hint he wants to talk about that wooden guitar he was showing us a picture of earlier.
That was a beautiful picture. That's a roommate of yours from Tucson?
Actually, a friend of mine from Tucson, Ben Daganow. And he started building like acoustic guitars about 2 years ago and just finished an electric guitar. And the pictures are just amazing.
That was a very handsome guitar. And guitar kits are something y'all have at Rockler.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a whole line of basically assemble and finish guitar kits. And they're not... unlike what I'm sure you know is involved in building one from scratch, they're really pretty simple to do, and it makes a great first guitar for somebody to start out with. And we have a lot of luthiers, a lot of folks that come in and visit. It's a good part of our business too.
What did you call them?
Luthiers, the folks that build guitars. Luthiers.
That is a brand new word to my vocabulary.
They're not guitar makers.
They are guitar makers, but that's kind of a
they've got a trade
50
name
cent name. Yeah, luthiers.
Luthiers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's on the homepage of your website, rockler.com. Just certainly an interesting. And in that kit, it really comes in pieces you assemble. Very little tools required.
Exactly. Yeah. Very, very simple to assemble. And the art is probably in the finish.
All right.
Now,
super.
If somebody wanted to start from scratch, you could set them up with $100,000 for the tools.
Absolutely.
And
we can take care of anything they should need. Absolutely.
And wood selection. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about the prepackaged kit is the wood selection is done for you, but y'all have raw plank wood from all corners of the world.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a great selection of domestic lumber, you know, all the kind of hardwoods that you're probably used to looking at if you're ever picked out kitchen cabinets, you know, things from oak and hickory and cherry and walnut, nice selection of that. But we have a great selection of exotic woods, you know, everything from purple heart, which is really purple, to bloodwood, which is really blood red, to African padauk, which is very orange in color. We've got a whole bunch of ebony, which is really, really rare.
So if you're looking for inspiration, you could go find it in that piece of wood, because that may be, you know, you may get the idea once you see it.
Many people do that.
Instead of coming in saying, I want to build this, you come in and you find, you know what I can make out of that?
Absolutely. That's what a lot of folks do. They'll look and see, they'll see the inspiration or a project just by looking at a piece of wood.
And if you are not handy with wood.
Yes, Miss Jennifer.
There are several other things you can do.
For gift ideas?
Yeah. Well, your husband could volunteer
you
to make a... No, that's...
So, cook?
I was thinking a shutterfly.
Oh.
Yeah. Rosie volunteered to make calendars for the family. And we're about, 50, 60 strong at this point. And,
yeah.
So him volunteering meant that I did them, which I have ended up loving to do. But that's just a really cool idea. It's just a really appreciated gift.
We look forward to ours every year. You flip the month, and it has a picture of whoever's birthday is on the correct day. And, you know, you could make something out of wood to hang to compliment
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Maybe you could do that to go along with the calendar.
That ended up being a monster project the first year.
It did. But the nice thing is you don't have to go out and wonder what everybody would like. Everybody's going to like it, and...
And they use it every single day of the whole following year. We get comments on it all the time. I use it as a reminder of who to send birthday cards to the beginning or middle of every month, depending on when I get around to it.
And another really nice thing to make is any variation of an Advent calendar. Those are so appreciated. And Rachel had made us one a couple of years ago that we have just enjoyed so much. But you could do that out of wood or just all kinds of ways.
Fantastic. We're talking gift ideas. Maybe you've got a gift idea you'd like to talk about. Janet's calling. She's talking about a project. It sounds like her husband tackled for the family. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, super fantabulous.
Yes, he was very good with woodwork, and he found a pattern of a little rocking horse, and he made that, and as the horse would rock, the front feet would go galloping for the grandchildren, and it was really, we still have them today.
Oh, wow.
And
that's awesome.
They're wonderful because they're things you keep forever. But I was telling the lady who answered the phone that to do with the children, he made two little sleds, and I thought it was the Red Rider, but I heard you talking about the wagon. That's the wagon. But there was a sled in it from back in the 40s. I forget the name of it now.
Wasn't that the Red Flyer?
The Red
Radio.
Flyer. Yes.
Radio
right.
Flyer. Yeah, Radio Flyer. Okay, yeah.
Right. And he made a real big one for our front door, and he put our name on it. And then he had the kids make two. He made two small ones, and they put their name on it, but they got to paint it however they wanted to, so they would know where their presents were under the tree.
That's awesome.
So it's something they got to do together, you know.
Very good. Well, we certainly appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing that with us. One of the things, and I'm still on your website, rockler.com, and I'm on under the more category, and the clock kits and the knife kits. And these are all kits that you can buy, and you take the selection, like the knife kits. You provide the, what do you call it, the shank?
The blank, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you have various sizes of pre-cut wood that just need to be shaped and sized, and boom, you've created a knife. We could personalize it in any number of different ways. It's a great little gift idea.
Absolutely. They've been real popular. We've just recently come out with them, and we're having a hard time even keeping them in the store, to be honest. They've been very popular.
Now, one thing, and I think we've already passed this, but y'all were doing military pens.
Yeah, last weekend we actually all month long we still have the sale where if anybody comes in and purchases a pen kit, a military kit, there's a donation made to Wounded Warriors, but the pen kits are actually a real popular idea. The military pen kits in particular are laser cut kits, and they have. Well, there's a Purple Heart kit. Of course, it has the Purple Heart emblem laser cut into it in differing colors of wood. And then for each one of the recent wars, starting with Vietnam, there's actually always a campaign series of colors that are the same colors as that come with a campaign pin if you happen to have served in that particular theater.
I'm actually on that page right now. Yeah. Vietnam service, Iraq service, Afghanistan service, the Purple Heart. You've got other themed as well. Bethlehem Olive Wood Cross, the baseball laser cut, the fisherman cut, the vineyard, the horse, the woodworker, the
and these are
guitar,
writing pens.
Football,
yes.
ball. Are they ballpoint pens?
By and large, they are. There's basically what you end up purchasing. You get is that you purchase a hardware kit, which is actually the mechanical part of it, and these wooden components, these kits, then you actually very delicately assemble, and then you put it on a lathe and you turn it to the correct dimensions and everything. It's actually a pretty cool variation of pen turning, which has become real popular also.
But you need a lathe.
That does require a lathe, yeah.
Now, what are we talking? What are we talking, entry-level, mid-level lathe for the home woodworker?
Probably about $250, maybe, and
really?
Sometimes on sales a little bit less than that. And then you need maybe and you can start off small. I actually, rather than buying some of the kits, I'd almost recommend just buy one or two good tools, you know, high-speed steel tools, and then just grow with the, let it grow with you, so it's not quite so much.
Okay.
The first pen may cost you a few hundred dollars, but the per price goes down a lot after that.
You know, we're going to have to follow this up with a leather show, because when you talk leather working and the amount of projects that wood and leather can incorporate together, and just the amount of different coloring and design work and etching and that you can do in both leather and wood, the finished products you could get are almost endless.
Sure, absolutely.
Oh man, well we had a caller that just dropped. Jim was calling
for a second
about,
time.
just called about cribs that he had built that are now in as well as their second generation of use. So all great, exciting projects. Again, it's the gifts that you remember getting. And like I say, now that I know Mike Reisch has a mirrored tie rack that his grandfather
we're
going
to get him a couple ties for Christmas.
I'd like to see him in a tie once in a while. We're going to have dress up office day like one day a month or something. I want to see if he even knows how to tie. Can you tie a tie? Huh?
Yes, of course I can tie a tie.
You can?
Yes.
All right. Well, you're getting a tie for Christmas, buddy.
Now, aside from making a project or doing anything, how about just little things around cabinets, cabinet repair work, or taking the front of the cabinets off and refacing them with a different type of wood finish? What? Yeah.
All of those things are things that we can definitely help with. We have a both, with products or give you advice and everything. We've got really a pretty extensive list. And that's actually one of the things that I was thinking of. A lot of times the holidays is when you have family coming over. So maybe the broken hinge that's been hanging on where the door doesn't close all the way or it's kind of half
you
hanging
off. You have one
off.
Of those too?
Yes, I do. And when you have family over, you finally decide, okay, it's time to fix that. We have a very extensive line of hinges, and we're pretty good at helping you find the right hinge to get that repaired and score points at home. So it's a great thing, and it that kind of thing picks up during the holidays when we have folks coming in.
I bought a paint sprayer at Rockler, and I'm planning on getting some bar stools done before Christmas hits. So I took the little class. It was great. You buy it, then you get to see them work it. So
yeah, and paint sprayers. I think people sometimes are a little bit intimidated by it, but they really do. They're really easy to work with. This new generation, if you will, of water-based sprays are they're a lot easier on the environment. They're not explosive, so you don't have to worry so much about some of the issues
That's
you can have. So it really
thing.
Is a nice it's a nice product, and it does a great job when it comes to finishing.
Hey, now, Mike, our broadcast engineer, killed Jennifer's headset because I don't want her to hear this. You know, she sits in the kitchen. She gets this idea. I'm gonna paint the bar stools. That big kitchen island I was telling you, it's got six bar stools, right? They're all wood. And I'm thinking, oh man, okay, we're talking 2 weekends of sanding and cleaning them. We're removing the seat cushions. We're buying new foam. We're buying new material. We're sewing this on.
There was no weed to this. Just
hey, I said turn her headset off, Mr. Reese. You're going to get not only a tie for Christmas, you're going to get a pink slip for Christmas. She's supposed to be on the phone. Look, your phone's ringing. Look, you got a call coming in. Pick that call up.
It's covered. It's on hold.
So she's thinking this is like a 2-hour project, and I'm saying, no, honey, this is like a 4-weekend project. And so she now has the new seat cushions made. She's got them all sanded down. She saw y'all's in the mailer we get. She saw y'all's demo for the it's called Ehrlich paint sprayer. We left this radio show, went straight there and saw the demonstration. She bought one. And, I mean, she has just got like this trigger finger that's so itchy, she can't wait to get that thing. And I said, well, honey, you got to wait for me. I got to build you a paint booth in the garage first. So,
yeah. I'll post them when I get them done. And speaking of Facebook, real quick, everybody who's on Facebook, you got to go look at it today. We have Rosie and Romy starring as elves in honor of the show today.
Yeah, you become a jib-jabber here
Oh,
recently.
Is it funny?
That's
Thank you.
That's the theme for today's show. Save an elf, create it yourself.